When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wall Street Memes Casino.
I'm fine.
And Sportsbook.
This is Oscar Bevis for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined by my good friend, Mr. Archie Sharp. Good to see you, my man. How's things?
All good, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Hope all is well your end.
All good, mate. All good. Always a pleasure to have you on IFL TV. Big news. You're back with Uncle Frank. You must be over the moon.
Yes, mate. We are back. We are back for business. Yeah, I'm excited, mate. I'm excited. Back on. Well, it was TNT now. It was BT when I was last here. So yeah, we are back.
I mean, considering we haven't seen you step in the ring since the back end of last year, we'll push kind of the signing with Queensbury Soft to the side for a second. A pretty simple question: what on earth has gone on, in your words?
Mate, it's been a hectic couple of years, should I say? Or say a couple of years. It's been really since COVID. Obviously, COVID was same for everyone, behind closed door fights, which was very unusual. So that's times, you know what I mean? Very unusual times. But then after, as we was breaking out of COVID, obviously, something come around with Probellum at the time, and unfortunately, it just never kind of went the direction that we was hoping for it to go, and it kind of hindered my career a little bit. We was obviously inactive, and so that's just kind of what happened. And then the last couple of years, obviously, there's been a lot of movement here with Frank, with us out in Saudi, some big shows, big fights, big cards. So yeah, I'm just excited to be back. Even though it's been a very frustrating few years, but there's been a lot of working behind the scenes. Even though I haven't been out, there's been a lot of working, and I do believe this is a new Archie Sharp that Frank and even TNT Sports haven't seen yet. And I'm looking forward to showcasing that.
Yeah, 100%. I can't wait to see you get back where you belong on TV and under the big lights. Jamal Herring and Cole Frampton, I think early 2021, that fight was. You were meant to fight the winner. So how come 3 years later, we're sitting in a position where you haven't even challenged for the WBO? You've been loyal to them, no doubt, paid sanctioning fees. Surely you feel perhaps a touch hard done by it. I know you kind of make your own luck in some ways, but you must feel hard done by along kind of the stretch of the last few years.
Yeah, it's definitely not been made easy for myself because when I left Frank, I was number one in the BO, I was number two. Or anyway, I went to number one in the BO back in 21. For 2 years, I was number one. Like you say, stayed loyal, paid all the sanctioning fees, done everything correctly. And now I think I've been moved to number five. Obviously, they stripped me from the WBO global belt because I said due to inactivity. But even though it has been an inactive year, I've still had fights. You know, whether it's one fight a year, I've still had a couple of fights. But they just made it hard work. They refused fighters. Like for example, Alex Ratt. I thought I was defending my belt against Alex Ratt at the time. I only had one or two defeats. Spanish kid, and he actually challenged for the IBF European not long ago. So he was definitely worthy enough for the European shot. And the Argentinian kid as well. I think he's like 20 or something in the WBC. So they're not journeymen, you know. And they kept refusing me these people, and then because of that, that's why they said I was inactive, and then they just stripped me from the belt. Brought me down, so it made it very, very hard work for myself. But look, that's what's been done. Really, that's what's happened. There's been Liam Wilson has had two or three shots now. Two shots, been knocked out both times, and they've just put him at number one in the recent rankings of this month of April. So it's very Can't really get my head about around that one. Albert Bell's been obviously hard done by as well. He defended his belt, and he when they put him at number one, and now he's been moved to number two. And Wilson, who's just got knocked out, is now number one. So look, there is a lot of obviously political issues behind the scene. I'm not going to jump too far into it, but yeah, I've been very hard done by the BO, unfortunately. But we move on. We move on. It's a new chapter. But it's a new chapter. I've got a lot of years left to give to the sport. And we shall see what the next two fights bring.
Yeah, if we're being honest, after the win over Leon Woodstock in his hometown, the knockout over Declan Gerrity, there was such momentum. Do you feel like quite a lot of that's been taken away from you? Because you were on a
Yeah.
serious roll. I remember that night at Royal, no, not, was it Royal Albert Hall? The knockout over Declan
Well,
Gerrity, you was on a serious roll. So do you feel like that momentum's been stripped a bit?
yeah, I was just talking to Frank about this because in 2019 I was on a great run. I beat Woodstock at the back end of October 18, I think it was. I beat Woodstock, and then we started off in 2019 just defending Box Jordan McCrory at the O2, then knocked out Deco, and then even beat Ramlabs at the end of that in that year. Obviously, Ramlabs was a good kid. He gave Chamberlain nightmares, and Chamberlain's a lightweight, a big lightweight. Ramlabs is a featherweight, really, a small super featherweight, and he gave Chamberlain nightmares. Couldn't believe the problems he gave him. But we didn't have a hard night like that, but it was a hard night. I was ill, and I still took the fight, and I still won. He better than how he won. So yeah, it wasn't. I was fighting bums either, you know. So I was on a great momentum. Things were going very, very well. And then, like say, the last 4 years been a bit sticky and very political. But listen, we're still here. I'm fit. I'm fresh. I'm only 29. I was 29 on Sunday, 4 weeks. So yeah, we're feeling good.
Yeah, well, like you said, at least you're not sitting here at the back end of your 30s going, what on earth happened to my boxing career? So you haven't fought on a Frank show since 2021, I think. I'm guessing your Queensbury return date will be pretty soon, like you want to be fighting June, July-ish.
11th of May. I'll be fighting 11th of May at the York Hall, and then I'll go again back end of July.
Okay.
So we'll be out pretty quick with two fights in the space of a couple of months, which is I ain't been used to that for a little while, so I'm excited for that. And yeah, like back on TNT, I think I'm just excited to be back. Excited. There's some good shows, some good cards, there's some good opportunities as well. You've got Frank and Eddie now. 5v5s and things like that. So we could look at potentially that at the end of the year. Look at world title fights. Obviously, I think I'm going to have a big domestic fight in July. Get everyone talking again. And then, yeah, it's all good. But 11th of May, I'm excited. It's not long. I think it's what, 3, 4 weeks away? So, yeah, not long at all. Denzel Bentley and Danny Dignam undercard, which would be good.
Yeah, mate, back at York Hall and back to impress under the lights. A quick one. I saw you was with Roy not that long ago. How's Roy? Were you two discussing?
Yeah, Roy's all good. We were just discussing these next plans, basically being out on the 11th of May. Roy's got a show in Kazakhstan in on the 11th, so with another fight that's already been booked in, so he won't be here for the 11th. But that's all good. We're in good hands. We've got Ian Weaver and obviously Richard Sawyer. But yeah, no, Roy's all good. He's excited. He's very excited as well because he. Thing is, I've said this in a few interviews that. Roy doesn't beat around the bush, you know. He gets on the phone. He got me straight on the phone after Valdez and Navarrete, and he said, "Listen, we can take these now." He's very confident in what I do. He's very confident in the progress that we've had in this year. We've been working together, and he's just excited now to show the world that what we've been doing in the gym, and yeah. So, and what a great platform to do it on.
Yeah, you mentioned the opportunities. Obviously, Saudi have put their money where their mouth is, making the biggest fights. You mentioned the 5v5, etc. How weird is it seeing Frank and Eddie, by the way, shaking hands? And it looks like AI. I still can't get over it. And I've been to about five, six of the press conferences. It's not on the bingo card. It wasn't on the bingo card for 2024, I'll say that.
No, 100%. It's brilliant for boxing. I said the same thing. I said, I think they've saved boxing in a way, you know, because even though they are putting shows on, but with this crossover of things that was going on a year or two ago, and now this has happened with the 5v5. It's the best versus the best, you know. You get your best man in the weight, and you want to fight the other man's best man, and that's how it goes. So Yeah, we'll definitely be on that. I believe I'll be. Look, I know Frank's got Kakashi is a good kid. There's a that's even a potential fight if he gets through Cordina. You know, like there's some big fights there. But if he don't, then I'm Frank's best man to beat any of Eddie's fighters. I believe that very confidently that I beat any of his super featherweight that Frank's got. Eddie's got.
How do you think Joe and Anthony plays out on the Fury versus Conor card?
Listen, it's an hard one to call because I'm interested to see how Cordina, because I know Cordina's big for the weight. You know, I know he's called. I've been talks about Cordina wanting to go to lightweight, so I'd be interested to see how tight the weight he is. Kakashi, I'd be interested to see what he's got left in him because he is a good kid, Kakashi. He can cause problems for anyone.
You and him should have fought years ago. I feel like you and him should have fought absolutely years ago.
Well, the thing is, it was always talks, and there was always talks about it. But you know what? I was running, mate. I was nearly at that world title shot. Like, it was nearly there, and it was like, why fight Kakashi when you're about to fight for Oscar Valdez, Navarrete, Shakur Stevenson? These were the names. Like, no one was really expecting what we've come across in the last couple of years. So it's always a good fight. But even so, he's won an IBO, so he's got a world title. So my plan was, and I've always said it, even with Zelfa Barrett, is I think I've done it with Coogan back in the day in the IFL TV. I just said these fights are real. I'm confident I'm winning world titles, and if they're confident they're going to win world titles, then we're always going to meet at some stage. So he has got a world title now. I just need to go and pick my one up. And if he's still there, if he beats Cordina, then the fight is exactly what I said it was going to be years ago. So, but no, it's all good, mate. It's all timing. It's all about timing. Where I think where it's kind of been brewing a bit with me and Kakashi, if a fight comes ahead now, I think it brings a lot of attention because people thought it might have been and gone, and now all of a sudden there's potentials. It can be back on the cards.
Yeah, and back on the cards is a unification as well. It would be a wicked kind of full circle to kind of do that. You mentioned Zelfa. What did you make of his win over Jordan Gill? A good fight, actually, in pockets, but a good fight.
Very good fight. It was good to watch. I enjoyed watching it. Obviously, I was doing a bit of sparring with Jordan Gill for the fight. So we got some rounds in. What do I'll be honest with you. I personally think Zelfa was down on the cards going into that round, personally. I know the scorecard said differently, but I personally thought he was a round or two down. I thought it was a close fight, very close fight. There weren't much in it, but I did have Gill just edging the fight. And then he pulled out the bag, an unbelievable body shot. It was a brilliant body shot. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think that was what was going to stop the fight. For Zelfa was doing a lot of moving, and fair play to Gill. He shocked me in ways. You know, when we were sparring, I was thinking, oh, if he does that, he might get caught here, or you know, because you automatically do. You know, like where Barrett kind of fights, reactive fighter like myself, but he didn't. He got through it. He was leaning the opposite way. He was missing the uppercut. Barrett was missing the uppercut. There was a couple of left hooks got in, but not much. So yeah, I thought they'd both done well. Fair play to both men. And but yeah, it's definitely a fight I'm very, very, very intriguing take it 100%.
Yeah, well, they mentioned obviously the potential of a Wembley 5v5 at the end of September to lead into the new Riyadh season. Just quickly on that press conference yesterday, ridiculous. It's like a Hollywood film set. What's your favourite fight out of 5v5 that we're going to get in Saudi on June the 1st?
Favorite one. You know, hard to pick, you know, out of the five because I could talk. I think they're really all 50-50, other than I'm edging more to Zhang Wilder. I think that's more of a 60-40, to be honest with you, in Zhang's favour, in my personal opinion. But the others, I really do think, are 50-50 down the middle fights. I'm interested to see how, because there was actually, so I was supposed to spar Ford yesterday, Raymond Ford yesterday, Ray Ford yesterday, but because of times and things, he had to get back early doors, it never happened. But he's a good kid. From what I remember against the Kazakhstan kid, I watched him, he's slick. And as we see with Vargas, when he was out boxing ball the whole way until I think the age caught up him and he's held his feet. And I just think this other kid's going to be a bit more cuter for that. So I'm interested to see how that fight goes. Because we all know Nick Ball's a raging wrecking ball, he's running through everyone, but it's. I don't know, you can only do that for so a certain amount of level, you know.
Yeah.
I know Vargas world title fight. Oh, listen, he's done it at that level. Don't get me wrong, he's done it at that level. But I mean, This is a young pup now. I think this Rafal's young. He's fresh. He's got good footwork. He's got a good boxing IQ. And I know that he trains with Shakur and all them boys. So they wouldn't take the fight if they never fancied it.
Wall Street Memes Casino.
I'm fine.
And Sportsbook.
Podcast Network.